this I'm telling you about frying, that's kind of like hush puppies.
Uh-huh.
Not exactly, but it's kind of
like hush
puppies.
I
do too.
How's it different from hush puppies?
Hush puppies?
Uh-huh.
Well, you put an egg in that.
Oh, I see.
In that hush puppies.
Uh-huh.
And it's a little lighter. It's a little more like regular baked cornbread, you know.
Uh-huh.
But the other has hot water in it and enough flour until it sticks together, see?
Uh-huh.
And it's real good.
I
like it. I cook it sometimes for myself, just a little dab.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to have any system, because, you know, you don't put nothing in it to mount anything.
Yeah.
And, but plenty of salt.
Uh-huh.
Not that, you know, you can really taste salt in it.
Uh-huh.
And then I make it, and if I have two or three small pieces left after I've cooked it for night or lunch, well, then I'll put it in a piece of foil and put it in the oven tomorrow and warm it up.
Uh-huh. That's
just as good as fried. Uh-huh.
Do you ever put sugar in any cornbread?
I don't, but a lot of people do.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a kind of cornbread that they cook in the ashes in the fire? Stick it right in the ashes there? Or I think they put it in a pan. Put the pan in the ashes.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. No, I never did cook any that way. But my grandmother did.
Do you ever cook any just in a big old skillet, big old round skillet?
Yeah.
You cook it on top of the
stove,
though? Yeah. Instead of putting it in the oven?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You can cook it, and then you usually have to have something to turn it out on, see, and turn it and put it back in there then. And it'll stay together. It don't crumble, I mean, when you turn it.
Uh-huh.
And you can cook it on top.
Uh-huh.
You have to cook it slow.
Do you like it as well that way?
I don't like it near as well as I do cooked in the oven. That type bread, I like it in the oven better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I do too.
But you ought to try that fried cornbread, you know. Like, put the onion in, chip it up in there,
uh-huh.
you know. And then, don't you have your water boiling. And you, of course, you mix all this stuff good. And then you stir your water in there enough that it's not runny.
Uh-huh.
It, when you dip it up, it's like cream potatoes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Thick, you know what I mean.
See,
it stays together. And I just take, I've got an old silver spoon that I went to housekeeping with. It wasn't very good.
Yeah.
And I just reach down in there and get it and put it in there. And if I want to, then I'll turn it around and over and about and get it there. And then I'll take my spoon and mash it down a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Shape it, suit myself.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds good.
And if you want to, and you've got a deep enough pan, and you want to make it, well, you can make it in little long sticks.
Uh-huh. My husband likes it that way.
Uh-huh. You can take it in your hand and roll it, see? Now, old crazy me, I take a piece of wax paper and roll it in it until I get it.
Well, then do you bake those, or do you just...
I just drop it in that hot grease.
I'll have to tell Buddy about that, because he likes them that way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear the kind of cornbread that was, you boil it in cheesecloth with beans or greens or something?
Boil it in what?
In cheesecloth with some beans
cornbread?
Or greens. Yeah. And, or then with chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever
No, I never have cooked in that way.
Did you ever hear of a kind of cornmeal that you cook in a deep pan and then you, when it's through cooking, you dish it out like mashed potatoes?
Yeah, like, you know, like mush.
Uh-huh. Is that good?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It takes
a little more seasoning. You season that like you would grits.
Oh, uh-huh.
You cook it like grits.
Uh-huh. Grits.
You put butter. And a lot of people in their grits, I don't. I like salt and butter
uh-huh.
cooked in my grits. And, but... A lot of people put salt and pepper.